to you from home because it's a blizzard here in the Austin area, and so it's unsafe to drive to church, but we are going to have church anyway. Glory to God. And I've got God's word for you here, and we trust that you'll be blessed, you'll be enlightened, you'll be strengthened, you will receive answers to questions, receive direction as to what you're to do, and so forth. So, as is our custom, I'm going to bring you a lesson, a Bible lesson on divine prosperity. Okay? Bible lesson on divine prosperity. And the title of it is Jesus is Our Joseph. Oh my. I actually got that in the morning, late morning, I think about maybe 4 o'clock-ish, and I said, Lord, should I get up and write? He said, no, no, I'll remind you. And it was going over my mind, we've been talking about Joseph, his story, and gleaning financial principles, principles about divine prosperity from that. And so this title came to me, Jesus is Our Joseph. Woo, glory. Amen, amen. All right, so Jesus and Joseph were both sold into slavery. You know that you're familiar with Joseph being sold to slavery. You may not be familiar with the fact that Jesus was also sold as a slave. Because Matthew 26:15, if we go ahead and turn there, lets us know that the price that was paid for Jesus was the going rate for a slave. 30 pieces of silver. I just told you that. Oh, well. Let's read it anyway, you know. This is how your spirit feeds on God's word when you put your eyes to it. It's not always the best thing to quote the word out of memory. Suddenly, if you're not where you have access, then that's fine. But and so Matthew 26, verse 14. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. I mentioned this last week in church as well. And Zechariah had prophesied it and so forth. But 30 pieces of silver was the going rate for slaves at the time. So Jesus became a slave. My goodness. So that we might not be a slave to the devil. Mm-hmm. It delivered us from slavery to the devil. Glory to God. Now, Joseph was betrayed for 20 pieces of silver, but I suppose that you could say that by the time Jesus came around, inflation and whatnot had raised the price of a slave to 30 pieces of silver. But they were both sold into slavery, okay? They were both betrayed. We're talking about Jesus is our Joseph. Glory to God. Joseph was used to save Egypt and his family. Jesus has been used to save us. My. I hope I'm helping you. I'm getting excited.
Amen.
Glory to God. All right. So they were both betrayed twice. Joseph was betrayed by his family. You know that. You know, you can look up the scriptures. I'm not going to go and look at the scriptures this morning. He was betrayed by his family. And then as you remember the story, he was sold to slavery to Potiphar's house. And then, of course, eventually Potiphar's wife wanted to, have sex with Joseph, and he ran away and so forth. And Potiphar believed his wife's story. And to me, that's a kind of betrayal, because the scriptures tell us up to this point, Joseph was in an upright, what can you say? He was it. Everything good, he was it, so to say. So perhaps Potiphar should have sort of doubted his wife's story. But you know how it is, I can understand that. Your wife tells you something compared to somebody else, you're probably going to take her version of the story, right? So he ends up being betrayed there again. He gets thrown into jail. And the chief butler gets his dream interpreted. He gets restored his position. And he forgets about Joseph for a couple of years. Another betrayal. Okay? So they were both betrayed. Jesus, of course, as you know, was betrayed by the Pharisees. Okay? Now, here's something that's really important, okay? Some people, and even Christians in days gone by, have said, and there's some reference to scripture about this, that the Jews betrayed Jesus, and that has been used, unfortunately, sadly, by Christians to persecute Jews. That's just, it is so awful, it's beyond description, right? And so the chief priest, the people liked Jesus. He was popular with the people. You say, now, where? But they say, crucify him. That's because they were influenced by the leaders. And so it's more accurate to say the Pharisees betrayed Jesus. But then, of course, a trusted disciple, Judas, also betrayed him. And Judas was not just a disciple. He was the accountant. He was the treasurer. You know, you put people that you really trust in charge of their money. You know how it is. Okay? So this person was not just a disciple. I like to call him a member of the executive committee of the Jesus Christ Evangelistic Association. That's what he was. And of course, as you know, he betrayed Jesus. So both Joseph and Jesus were betrayed twice. Joseph provided for 7 years. Right? Right there in Genesis 45, verse number 6. Genesis 45, 6. He's telling them, he finally reveals himself to them, who he is. He's weeping, tears of joy, and so forth. And so he says, for these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 more years to go. And so he provided for the 7 years. But oh, I have news for you, brother and sister. Jesus has provided for us for eternity. Mm-hmm. My. Mm-hmm. 7 years is one thing, eternity is another. So let's look at some scriptures about this. Scriptures that may be familiar, but sometimes we take some of those scriptures too much for granted. Because to tell you the truth, you have never plumbed the depth of any scripture. It doesn't matter how familiar you are with it. And so don't always quote scripture. I've said that before just a minute ago, but I'll say it again when you can read it. Okay? So 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Joseph provided for 7 years, but oh, Jesus for all of eternity. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having, oh, now that's longer than 7 years. You always having, always having, summer, winter, like it is here now, the snow on that, in fact, it's snow in Texas. Winter, summer, autumn, whatever season it is, Jesus is always able to cause you to always have all sufficiency in all things, that you might abound every time, always, to every good thing. Okay? So Joseph provided for 7 years, Jesus for an eternity. Go to Philippians. I know you know the scripture, but go there anyway. Like I said, don't take it for granted. Philippians chapter 4, you know where I'm headed. Okay? I'm going to give you a rendition of that scripture that should bring you revelation. Philippians 4:19. This is how you should actually read that scripture. But my God shall overwhelm your needs with his glorious riches in heaven. That's how you should read that scripture. My God shall overwhelm your needs with his glorious riches in heaven. Kind of like Elon Musk going to the ghetto, or to the burial, or to the trailer park, just to cover all main, you know, the main races, and adopting a child from there. Mm-hmm. Do you suppose this child would ever have any need anymore? His billions would overwhelm this child. Hallelujah. But when I talk about Elon Musk, we're talking about El Shaddai. Ooh, so don't ever read that, talk about, you know, my glasses on my knees. Put more emphasis on the riches in glory. Those riches will absolutely overwhelm your knees and put you in a place where you ever, ever, never again have need. The Lord told me, I've said it before, I said it again, to not use the word need again when I talk, to change my mind, to renew my mind. So not say, I need this, I need to go. You have to need, no, no, no. You know what the word I substitute for that? Want. I would like to. How about that? Hallelujah. That's the new covenant. The new covenant has put us in the place of want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That was a glimpse into the new covenant from the old. And so, my God shall overwhelm your needs with his glorious riches. Not just 7 years. Not just 7 years. All right, Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Excuse me. Now, when we talk about prosperity, we're not just talking about money, right? I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm going to say it in the future. not just money. There are some things, some goodies, some redemptive privileges money can't buy. Now, suddenly, we want plenty of money. God wants us to have plenty so it can be a blessing. Like I said, you can't bless anybody if you don't have an overflowing measure. Not much. Suddenly you can share what little you have, and that's great. Okay? But that's not good enough. That's not good enough. God wants something better for us. He wants us to be in a position so that our cup is running over to help another folk. And so in the case of health, good health is also a part and parcel of divine prosperity. You're not really, truly, completely, divinely prosperous if you've got all this money, but you really can't enjoy life because the pain is racking your body up and down. All your joints hurt and you can't do this, can't go anywhere, that's not a total picture. Okay? And so the 91st Psalm, verse 16, with long life. Keith Butler used to say that. I like that. I promise she says it. With long life, I will satisfy you. Satisfy you and show you my salvation. Not just 7 years. Long life. That's not 7 years. You want to know the truth? It's 120. That's long life. More than seven. 120. How'd you? I'm going to go here, but look at Genesis. Look at Genesis. Ooh, you can keep living until you're done. Amen. Until you're done with the mission God called you to. When you get mission oriented, sickness can't take you out. They couldn't take Jesus out until he had finished his mission. They couldn't take Paul out until he finished. So you get mission-oriented, and sickness can't take you out. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Genesis chapter 6, I believe it is. Look at... Look at verse number 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet, although he is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Hallelujah. Moses, old covenant, lived to be 120. Why not you? And I heard the other day, I've said this loudly, I'll say it again. Crocodiles can live to be 120, over 100 years old. So it's not as far-fetched as you might think. It really isn't as far-fetched. Hallelujah. But point is that's longer than 7 years. That's what Jesus has brought to us. He is our Joseph. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And then look at Proverbs 13. When you get there, look at verse number 22. Proverbs 13:22. The Bible says, a good man. Are you a good man? Oh yeah, if you love Jesus, you are a good man. I didn't say you do everything good. No, I didn't say that. Don't let the devil mess scripture up for you. Hallelujah. You are a good man. A good man liveth an inheritance to his children's children. That's longer than 7 years. That's two generations at least. Hallelujah. And you know, I noticed here it said, I had never noticed it before. Well, like I said, you can't ever take any scripture for granted. I've read this, quoted it many, many, many times. But I just noticed it said, a good man leaves an inheritance to. Didn't say for. To. There's a difference. For would be like, you know, you leave it to your children and they leave it to you. No. This is, you have enough loaded up as you are that you can give it to your kids and grandkids. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the plan. That's my plan. Mm-hmm. Woo, glory, 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 glory. And that's more than 7 years. So Jesus is our Joseph. Mm-hmm. And he is not limited to 7 years. So ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Scripture tells us that in this life, let's read it again. Look at Mark chapter 10. 104. Here's something else that Christians don't, some people have problems with, but how big is your God, huh? How big is he? Ooh, glory. Mark chapter 10, verse number 29. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man, no exceptions, that hath left house, O brethren, O sisters, O father, O mother, O wife, O children, O lands, for my sake, and the gospels, but he shall receive 100-fold. Woo, glory. Now, it says 100-fold in this time. And so just keep living all the way to 120. And so then, because it says 100-fold in this time, you can expect that the older you live, the well off, the more well off you should be. Amen. 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 So stop thinking about, stop thinking about slowing it down now that you're hitting 60 and 65, and because you have a fixed income now. I said, that's your fault. That's your fault. He said, you get it in this time. I don't know about you, but I haven't received 100-fold on everything I've sown yet. In fact, I'm believing for 1,000-fold, not just 100-fold. Amen. How'd you get that from? Well, I'm glad you asked. Look at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. Besides that, how big is your God? How many kernels of corn do you suppose one kernel produces? You don't think God can do with a dollar what he can do with a kernel of corn? Where is your faith? I almost said, oh, ye of little faith. Oh, yeah. 1,000-fold is nothing to God. Nothing. That's why I've got my faith set up for. 1,000-fold. Woo, glory. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Look at verse 11. And the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more. Hallelujah. Can he do that? With people? A kernel of corn? Wheat and all that, but not with dollars? No. You come too late to tell me he can. He's Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. All right. So Jesus is our Joseph. Joseph was used by God to provide for 7 years. Jesus was sent to provide for all of eternity, for all of our lives on this planet. And you have guaranteed, if you want it, you can believe for 120 years. So you can complete your mission. Like I said before, what would happen if more and more Christians live more and more lives, live longer and longer and longer lives? What impact would it have on this planet? Less crime, less chicanery, less of all the evil. Jesus' prayer that it be done on earth as it is in heaven will come closer to being realized. If we just live longer. Because you're not a Christian, you're not going to go kill anybody. You have no plans of killing anybody. robbing a bank, none of that. Besides that, how about living long enough to leave a deposit for succeeding generations? Amen. To be a witness, hallelujah, to what the Lord has done, can do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So we have a place on our website. If you like to go in there and give, you might, you can. www.bereagoshenchurch.org. And so let the Lord lead you, and we thank you for it, and we bless your giving, and we bless your return and your harvest in the name of Jesus. Okay.